The California Public Utilities Commission, the CPUC, recently approved a significant rate structure change for Pacific Gas and Electric that marks a milestone in the state's energy transition efforts. Under this approved plan, PG&E will implement a three-tiered fixed-rate system based on income, coupled with a lower per-kilowatt price. This revenue-neutral change is intended to offset the cost associated with transitioning from fossil fuels to electric grid usage, and proponents of the rate structure change, like TURN, the Utility Reform Network, say that the revenue-neutral change will ensure a more equitable distribution of energy costs among PG&E customers. KMUD News spoke with a climate energy analyst with TURN to discuss the latest development set to impact PG&E customers.
My name is Sylvie Ashford. I'm an energy and climate policy analyst at TURN, the Utility Reform Network, which is a consumer advocacy group that works to advocate for affordable and accessible utilities for all Californians. Last week, the Public Utilities Commission approved a decision that will change the way customers' bills are structured, likely going to affect in the end of 2025 or early 2026. What this change does is it shifts some of the costs that are currently collected through your usage rates into a separate line item on your bill called a fixed charge. And that'll be a flat amount you pay every month. And this charge is income graduated, which means it's assigned somewhat on the basis of income. In the CPUC's decision, it's a roughly $24 fixed charge with low-income discount customers and folks in affordable housing paying $6 or $12 a month. Now, this change is not a bill increase. Among the flurry of bill increases, it's been causing confusion, but this structural change is actually revenue neutral. It doesn't change how much money the utilities are collecting. It doesn't change overall costs. What this does is it reduces your usage rate, your per kilowatt hour rate, and moves some costs into a new charge.
Supporters of the CPUC-approved plan are optimistic about its potential to advance California's carbon neutrality objectives. By reducing the cost per kilowatt hour, the plan aims to incentivize greater electricity usage without significantly burdening customers financially. This move is particularly crucial given the significant rises in PG&E rates over the years, which have already stretched many customers thin.
So it's been a problem at all the utilities, but PG&E in particular has been pushing through some really extreme rate hikes on Californians, including a 20% rate increase on January 1st and small increases coming into effect over the years. I believe over the past 3 years, rates have gone up something like 80%. And so customers are starting to hit a breaking point where they can't afford anymore. But these costs, PG&E says, are necessary for their wildfire mitigation programs in particular.
Though critical of CPUC's approval of PG&E's rate hike request, TURN supports the newly approved rate structure change.
We do support this change. It's a positive step forward in terms of the way that bills are structured. The way that rates work today, they're actually very regressive. Folks who use more electricity and households that are low income pay a greater proportion of their income towards the shared costs of maintaining our grid because those costs are stuffed into rates, even though they don't vary with usage and really shouldn't be collected that way. The existing structure is regressive. So pulling some of those costs out makes our system fairer and gets the cost of electricity, the rate that you pay, closer to the actual cost of generating it, which we really need to happen if we want to incentivize people to switch to electric vehicles and buy electric appliances.
The new rate structure is anticipated to lower energy bills for specific groups of PG&E customers.
First of all, households that are enrolled in the low-income energy discount programs, CARE and FERA, making below 200 and 250% of the federal poverty level, are going to see savings. They're going to see their bills go down on average anywhere from $5 to $10 a month, more or less, depending on your usage, depending on what climate zone you live in the state, based on the modeling out of the Public Utilities Commission. So low-income households will save the most. Next, households that live in hotter climate zones that have higher AC needs in the summertime, or really large households that just have to meet higher energy needs, will also see savings because they use more electricity, and so they benefit more from the 5 to 7 cent reduction that will happen to their usage rates.
Meanwhile, energy conservers in the medium and upper tier brackets will see an increase in their energy bills, though Ashford said the increase will be minimal.
So this will lead to overall bill savings for some, minor bill increases for others, but overall is revenue neutral.
However, not everyone is in favor of the new rate structure. Critics argue that even a slight increase in electricity costs or subsidizing others' electricity usage is unfair. These concerns underscore the ongoing debates surrounding energy policy and the challenges of balancing affordability, sustainability, and fairness in the transition to cleaner energy sources, heightened due to the numerous rate increases already approved by the CPUC in recent years.
All the increases have just been tacking onto each other. And that's part of the problem, is that when each increase is being proposed, it's sort of looked at in isolation. And it's not until it hits customers' bills that it becomes clear how these things add up.
While the shift to fixed rates based on income may provide more predictability in electricity bills for all customers, including solar owners, there are concerns about how these changes will affect the savings accrued from solar energy productions from grid-tied systems.
Solar customers will still be meeting those payback periods. They'll still be seeing a return on their investment in the time promised to them. The fact is that rates have just gotten too high. And for folks who don't have solar, who have to stay on the grid, those costs are becoming oppressive. And we have to do something to start to alleviate that. While some solar customers might see their bills go up, we're talking about a really moderate increase. The average bill change for non-low income customers is from $1 to $3 increase a month across the three utilities. So this is sort of a minor shuffling around of costs to help alleviate the pressure off those who are suffering the most.
The approved PG&E rate structure change represents a significant step forward in California's quest to combat climate change and promote equitable access to affordable energy. As the state continues its journey towards carbon neutrality, it will be essential to monitor the implementation and impacts of these changes to ensure they align with the broader goals of sustainability and social equity. Though Tern is counting this as a win for utility customers, they plan to continue to increase public awareness around energy regulations and apply pressure to the CPUC to assure fair and affordable access to energy.
Well, approving the fixed charge design change last week is one measure that will start to alleviate the pressure that some folks are feeling, low-income households in particular. And so that is a positive change in the right direction, but of course, it's not enough. And we're hopeful that the CPUC will do much more. We want pressure on the Public Utilities Commission. We want them to hear from ratepayers that they're suffering, start to say no to some of these requests that are coming from the utilities. This design change is a step in the right direction, but it's not a silver bullet that fixes the affordability crisis facing Californians.
Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.